Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sirens wailing over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem heralded the collapse of a ceasefire with Gaza Friday. Both Israel and Hamas militants accused each other of violating it. E3 Partners Tom Doyle is there and says that brought the conflict to a new level. Troops were positioned while Egypt desperately tried to broker a truce. Christians on both sides are caught in the crossfire.
Join them, praying that they would be bold and really speak Jesus' words in the midst of it. These are the words of life, and this is what people need to hear. So pray for the believers. They don't ask to pray for their safety, but please pray for their safety.
Next, you often learn about National Adoption Month by seeing a billboard or hearing a story on the radio.
We took a different approach and looked at doing something on Facebook.
Bethany Christian Services' John Van Valkenburg is talking about the 30 Families for 30 Kids campaign. Every day on its Facebook page, Bethany highlights an older child waiting to be adopted. But you don't have to adopt to make a difference.
We recognize that adoption isn't for everybody, so we ask for prayers for these children that they may find a forever family.
Does it seem odd, a Bible app for a group of people that will never hear it? Well, Faith Comes By Hearing doesn't think so. Troy Carl, vice president of FCBH, says they're producing a mobile app called DeafBible.is.
What's exciting is it's the world's first sign language deaf Bible app.
There are about 70 million deaf people in the world who know how to speak sign language.
It's said that less than 2% of that group, those 70 million, have heard the gospel message.
Pray this app will reach many unreached people. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.